everybody. Cal Banyan here on Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, etc. And once again, I've got Celeste Hackett, and she's got burning questions. But before we get to the burning questions, if you're not watching this on CalBanyan.com, you want to go there right now, because right below this video is additional texts and links and graphics that all just make this podcast much more valuable to you. And if you're not already a VIP member, become a VIP member. I'll tell you why in a minute. Let me introduce Celeste Hackett. If you don't already know her, the solid gold mistress of ceremonies. Well, she is a Hypno 1 percenter. I know, because she's received the Banyan Hypnosis Hypno 1 Percenters Award. She's also got the Member of the Year Award from the National Guild of Hypnotists. She sees clients and trains other hypnotists out there in Plano, Texas, near Dallas. And she's one of the most supportive and wonderful hypnotists I know, or she wouldn't be on the program. How you doing, Celeste?
Hey, Cal. Hi, everybody. Thanks for listening all over the world. And you know, wherever you go, we're portable. You can take us with you. You can listen as you're working out. You can listen when you're in the car. You can listen at home when you're running around doing your housework. So just thanks for tuning in. Let me tell you a little bit about Cal Banyan. He's the one who gave me this mug. And he gave Meredith her mug too. But he's way more than that. Of course he is. He's also the one that offers these free training podcasts for you. Fresh content with tips, tricks, and techniques to just revitalize and empower your sessions so that you can help more people more often to make changes, and thus we can all work together to help the world. He's a person who's dedicated to the profession of hypnotism, to make it the best that he can possibly help to make it. We should all be doing that. He's the creator of a special brand of hypnosis, a process called 5-Path. It's awesome. It's an advanced systematic technique of doing hypnosis to help people change. He's also the creator of 7th Path, an amazing self-hypnosis process you want to teach your clients. And he has plenty of books and training products, and he's just an all-around wonderful guy. His background is psychology. He is award-winning, and we just love him and are very happy to be in his energy. How's that, Cal?
I'm just the luckiest guy in the world. I tell you what, between these great co-hosts I have and this great team I have here at the Banyan Hypnosis Center, especially Maureen Banyan, I can't help but be successful and have time enough to share those tips, tricks, and techniques with you. I'm so glad. And you know what? If you are, you know, a member of like the National Guild of Hypnotists, you have chapter meetings, hey, play a video at the chapter, and when you don't have a speaker, and let me be the speaker, and you can discuss the topic of whichever you choose, and just leave comments down below and let us know how it went. Speaking of hypno mugs, I got mine. I got mine, and Celeste has hers, Meredith has hers, and gosh, all you got to do to get in on the drawing, to get your own, is to leave a comment below about the podcast with your full name, or you can become a member, a VIP member of this website. There's links up above and below, and what happens is you instantly have access to a complete listing of all of our podcasts, and you can just go to anyone you want. It's like a video encyclopedia of insider tips, tricks, and techniques for hypnosis. And you can also friend us or like us on Facebook. That's facebook.com/hypnosisetc for hypnosis, etc. And then when we pick your name, you let us know that you heard it and give us the information. Last week it was Frank Farrow, and this week it is, drum roll please. Are you rolling the drum there? There you go. Jeslyn Lim. That's Jeslyn Lim, Lim. And there you are.
Just congratulations.
Contact us. You can contact us at CalBanyan at hypnosis, etc. Gosh, I'm getting all my words here mixed up. CalBanyan at hypnosiscenter.com. And let us know that you heard about your name was being called, and give us the sending information so that we can send it off to you. All right. Now,
we know you're mug envious. I mean, look at this little guy. I love him. And you know what? You can't have him. Get your own. And the way you do that is make a comment. Make one instantly. Don't just download these audios and then go ride your bike. Come back and put a comment. And then you can have one like this, okay? Or maybe another one that you might like more. See, mine says, I can help you with that. Isn't that awesome? Look really close. Isn't that awesome? You know you want it. You want the mug.
Get the mug. You want the mug. Get the mug. Are you hypnotizing them? You want the mug. You want the mug. The more you want the mug, the better you feel. The better you feel, the more you want the mug. Hey, by the way, you know, when people see stuff like that, the mug, you know, I don't know where you would take your mug, but if you were out in public with your mug, people would say, are you a hypnotist? And you know what? You're talking about hypnosis, and everybody out there has some issue, or a friend or a loved one has an issue that nothing has worked for, and you can start talking about how you can help them. In fact, they'll start off the conversation with, does that work? And you can start talking about hypnosis. Another way is if you look on this website, there's a link to our Zazzle account, and we have T-shirts and a number of other things that exclaim that you're a hypnotist and that you answer questions. And that, getting a shirt like that or a T-shirt like that, it's a great way to invest in your practice, and you just become a walking, talking, beautiful billboard of hypnosis information. All right.
I know we shouldn't go on. I know we should not go on about the mug. I know the mug is over here, but I just want you to know, I love my mug more than I think Meredith loves hers. I love this mug so much because on the back of my mug, see, on one side it says, I can help you with that. But every day when I hold it up, I see the other side. And the other side says, I'm a hypno one percenter. So it builds my confidence. This is awesome. My mug's better than all the mugs in the whole world. Okay. I want to give you a question. Is that what you want?
Yes. I'd like to see if we can get a whole question answered, maybe even two.
What? You're really pushing it, mister. I'll see what I can do. Okay. Okay. So on the 5-Path board, there's a lovely lady by the name of Glow. She was in my hypnosis class here in Dallas at Dallas Hypnosis Career Training. Let me just get that in. And Glow saw a client. And it was a lot of times, no matter how many times you tell students it's not the best idea to work with friends, they do it anyway. And she went and worked with a friend of hers, and she wrote, and this was kind of funny, Cal, I'm no longer a hypno virgin. Well, anyway, this session was with a friend for weight loss. And during High Road, her friend started crying. High Road, Low Road is a process of taking your clients. Well, I let Cal go into that. So during this process of High Road, Low Road, she started crying. This is going to be long, Cal. And she says it's the type of crying that she's been holding back for a long time. And she said as her friend was crying, her throat tightened. And as she talked, she sounded strained for a very long time, but she breathed through it, remembering her role as the hypnotist, and her voice returned to normal. She said, I'm concerned about doing the next session, which is going to get back into uncovering the cause of the issues. And she says, I'm getting caught up in these raw emotions, and I'm afraid I'm going to get caught up in more raw emotions. And she wants to know, is there any trick, technique, or resource that will help her not to react so emotionally when her clients react with emotions?
All right. Viewers, listeners, this is why I choose Celeste and I choose Meredith, because they're not just question answers, question askers, they're question answerers. And Celeste, why don't you take the first stab at this one?
Well, first of all, okay, she says it's during the High Road, Low Road process of this hypnosis session that her client started crying. And it's really unclear whether she's going up the High Road or down the Low Road. This process is having someone go into an imagined future. The Low Road is taking them into what it would be like if they continued in the bad behavior that's causing their problem and how bad it would likely get. And 1 year down the Low Road, then 5 years, then 10 years. And so the client, is often going to feel bad. Hopefully they'll feel kind of bad because they'll be experiencing more of the pain that they've been experiencing. And we want them to kind of feel as bad as they can possibly feel so that they don't want to go there. And then we take them up the High Road so they can see the difference. So they can see how the High Road is going to cause them to have you know, the things that they want. The left road or the road on the right, the high road is the high road to success, overcoming the problems that have caused this issue and overcoming the issue itself. And so during either one of these roads, a client can either be crying because they're so happy that they're going to be having this success, and they are oftentimes experiencing it as if it's happening right now. And if, of course, if they go down the low road, they can be experiencing some of the negative emotions, and they can intensify. So the question is, how can you as the hypnotist not be troubled by their emotions, or how you can stay emotionally calm or just stay calm through the process? And actually, the way to do that is just do the sessions. One way is, as you do these, you're going to become more and more desensitized. And if you record your sessions, if you can watch the part that got to you the most over and over again, you know, it's a fast way to get desensitized. And then another way to really help overcome some of this emotional feelings that you can feel when somebody else cries is to work on your own subconscious emotions through process of seventh path or getting five path sessions yourself. So how's that for an answer, Cal?
Well, I'm taking notes. It's such a good set. Yeah. Exactly. So you've got this client, and this question was specific to the high road, low road script. And I'll put a little link down there to the high road, low road script, right? An article on that where I explain it, and you'll have everything you need so that you could use it. But it's just a general question about how hypnotists might emotionally respond to the emotions that are going on within the client. And in the Secret Language of Feelings book, I talk about emotional resonance. I also talk about this in the Seven Path Manual. But where you might resonate with issues in your past, but we can also have interpersonal resonance where someone has an emotion, and if we're carrying that emotion inside of ourselves, like let's say, for example, that while we're doing the emotional work, they cry because of sadness, because of loss of a parent. And let's say you have loss of someone significant in your life, and then all of a sudden you're crying. Well, you can't do the work if you are having your own stuff dredged up during the session. So exactly what Celeste said, you know, you need to have some work done on yourself. Go find an excellent hypnotherapist, preferably a five-pather, or learn seven-path self-hypnosis. It does the same thing, and you can clear that stuff out, and then you can be 100% with your client so you can do the best work possible. Good. Anything else on that question?
I think that's pretty well done. Let's move on to the next one. Okay, so this question comes from Carrie, who is also a student of mine, and she says that she was working with one of her clients, and it was the very first session. Again, it's another problem in the first session. And when the client was trying to lose the numbers, the client had a hard time understanding of what she was being asked to do and just kept laughing. So Carrie said, I had her open her eyes, and I explained what it meant to lose the numbers and what you do when you lose the numbers. And she said, we started again. And she said, but she just kept laughing. Her question isn't about losing the numbers. Her question is about actually, what do you do when somebody keeps laughing? She said, we never really made it through. So she just went on to another deepener, and she said she was fine after that. She wants to know, is there any suggestions for next time if somebody laughs like that uncontrollably? How should she handle the laughing?
Okay, good question. So first of all, the losing the numbers is a component of the Elman-Banyan induction. And it's a covert test for somnambulism. So, well, there's a number of things that come to mind. First off, if they start laughing during the session at any part like that, to where they become non-compliant, they're no longer following instructions, then you gotta just have them open their eyes and find out what's going on and so on. And see if they're willing to proceed, if they're able to proceed. If they are, then proceed. If they begin to laugh again, and in this case, it was just about one portion of the induction or deepening process. And I would do exactly what this hypnotist did. And that is use a different, in the question it was called a deepener, but what I would want to use is a different covert test, because to do the work that we do in 5-PATH or in age regression insight therapy processes, you need to have somnambulism. So you need to test for somnambulism, and since hypnosis is a confidence game, if you don't have their confidence, there is no game. Then what you need to do is you need to do covert testing for somnambulism so that if they're not there yet, they don't fail the test, which would mess up their confidence. So there is one other deepening slash covert test for somnambulism that I call the eyelid fractionation deepening technique covert test. But so you can't replace a test with a deepening technique. You've got to replace it with another test. So I would recommend that test. So that we kind of have two things going on here, and that is the client being compliant? And you need to make sure that you have compliance. And in the question that was provided, they used a different technique, and then everything worked fine. So in this case, the client was being compliant. They just somehow thought that was funny about the losing the numbers process. If there's a particular technique that that's causing problems with a particular client, just replace the technique, go on to a different technique, and proceed. If they were non-compliant, then I'd have to have a discussion with them and have the talk. I'd say something like, you know, I believe I can help you, but you got to follow my instructions. I want you to think about everything you've ever done in your life to deal with this problem. Obviously, it hasn't worked or you wouldn't be here. I want you to think about everything you're going to try to do after this. You probably don't have any other recourse but to follow my instructions. Decide to follow my instructions so we can proceed. And then we can proceed with the session. Now, if they say, I don't know if I can follow your instructions, or I don't know if I'm willing to follow your instructions, then, you know, we can't work with that person. Hypnosis, as we do it in hypnotherapy or consulting hypnotists, is a dance. It takes two people. And that's one of my Banyanisms. Hypnosis is a dance. And that has to do with, there's always has to be someone in the lead and someone in the following state. And the hypnotist or consulting hypnotist or hypnotherapist is in the lead. They know what to do, and they guide the client through the process with instruction and suggestion and other kinds of guidance. So you need to have a compliant client. So if they are compliant, then just switch out to another technique. If they're not compliant, then you need to let them know that they need to be compliant. And if they're unwilling to be compliant, then you need to let them go. Or you're just going to not have a dance. You're going to have a wrestling match. Anything you want to add to that, Celeste?
Yeah, I'm just looking at the question again. And she said she had a hard time understanding what to do. But then she said she explained and they started again. So I guess she did ask her, you know, what's going on? How come you're laughing? And that's something that you could do, which would be good. I guess that's how she got that information, that the client was having a hard time understanding what to do.
Let me respond to that. So in the question, as it was presented, we had the client said, oh, I had, or gave information that made the hypnotist think that she was having trouble understanding how to do it. And that's why she was laughing. But even after it was explained to her what they were doing, she was still laughing. So that once she understood, she was still laughing. And so it wasn't her lack of understanding that was causing the continual laughing. But on one hand, sometimes, I don't know if you've ever had this happen. I know that like actors have this problem and that they'll have a line and it hits them funny. And then every time they rehearse it, they start cracking up when they say that line. So sometimes it's just best to pick a different technique, say the line differently, and get past it. Otherwise, everybody's laughing, because the fact that you laughed in the first place makes doing it again funny again. So it just, yes. If they don't understand the technique, explain it. That's part of it. Make sure they're compliant. And if they're just having trouble with a particular technique, just move on to another technique. Good. And so you want to say something else?
I like how you explain that actor analogy. Yeah, that laughter can be catchy. Usually I will laugh too and say, isn't this fun? But, you know, sometimes they'll laugh when you're just doing the induction. And if it's that kind of a, you know, giggling, then I usually will just see if they'll quiet down in time. If I've hardly even said anything, then I'll just say, isn't this fun? You know, it is kind of funny to be hypnotized. Let's just keep moving on. And you'll notice that as we continue, you'll settle down. And so that would be another instance of when laughter would come up. I mean, but yeah, you answered that very well, Cal. And you caught that part too, that at first it was understanding, and then she explained, and then she kept laughing. Yeah.
Perfect. Hey, you going to be at the NGH convention this year?
Yes, 100% of me. I will be all there. I'm going to be teaching age regression. I'll do an age regression class. And Meredith and I are going to be presenting on forgiveness of others and working with anger. So I've never presented with anybody like this. It should be very fun.
Oh, man. All you guys and gals out there in Hypnoland, you got to be there for the NGH convention. Now, I'll ask you a quick question. We're going to wrap this up. So you didn't go to the convention. I'm like, Celeste, you got to go to the convention. Then you finally went to the convention, and you decide you're going to always go to the convention. What was it that made you decide to keep going back?
I realized how inspiring it was to be with other hypnotists. I love hypnosis, but when you're by yourself, it's easy to get kind of complacent, not really bored, but it just brought so much more energy into me and then directly into my practice, loving what I do, loving doing it. I just felt so much more inspired in what I do by seeing other hypnotists do it, people talking about doing hypnosis, all the ways that hypnosis is being used. I love seeing the other five pathers and connecting with them. And I also, I want to be someone that helps build the profession because, and you have to go to the NGH meetings, or rather the NGH conventions if you want to do that, because I want to see hypnosis used more in the world because it's just such an amazing tool for positive change. And if we're not building the profession, then, you know, there's not going to be more and more and more hypnotists, and there needs to be.
Perfect. So thank you very much. I'm going to see you at the NGH convention. I hope I see everybody who's watching this video at the NGH convention. And hey, don't go by yourself. Do like Celeste does. She brings half her family when she goes. Then she's got her own rooting section. All right, this is it. Anything you want to give? You already gave your website. One more time, give them their website.
My website is DallasHypnosisCareerTraining.com.
Yay! And of course, I'm here on CalBanyan.com. Cal Banyan, signing off.
This recording is a property of Cal Banyan and the Banyan Hypnosis Center for Training and Services, Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without permission. For contact information, go to www.hypnosiscenter.com.